Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to show number 172, June 19th, 2008.
Empower yourself, you know it's your turn to open your mind and learn how to unlearn. In a spirit of love and truth, you will see how to care for your animals naturally.
You can listen in to Animal Talk Naturally every Tuesday and Wednesday at 2:30 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here are your hosts, veterinary naturopaths Dr. Kim Bloomer and Dr. Jeannie Thomason.
Well, hello, I'm Kim Bloomer. I'm one of your hosts.
And I'm Jeannie Thomason, your other host.
And today's show is a special edition in memory of Alex, and you're going to find out all about Alex today. We're excited. We have Maggie Wright back with us. Alex was an amazing African gray parrot, and I think he was just so much more than that, don't you, Jeannie?
Oh, definitely, and he proved to the world he was so much more than that.
Oh, he did indeed. And so before we talk with Maggie and bring Maggie in, we're going to hear from one of our new Blog Talk Radio partners. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Cody from Sports Talk Radio. Come join us every Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. Central Time, and let's talk sports from things in the NBA, MLB, and NFL on Blog Talk Radio.
Go Yankees! It's that time of year. Anyway, that makes me feel like, you know, starting cheering or something or doing the wave. I don't know. Jeannie kind of got us pumped for this show. Anyway, today we have with us African gray expert Maggie Wright. She's also an author, and she has another new book coming out. But if you're looking at the Blog Talk Radio site, you'll see the book that she has currently out. And we're also going to be talking about her Nature's Corner magazine, which is what the show is focused around, because this magazine, this newest issue, was dedicated to the memory of Alex. And welcome, Maggie. It's wonderful to have you back with us.
Hi. It's great to be back.
Good.
Do you feel like all sporty now?
That's all right.
You feel all sporty now after that intro?
Heck yeah, man. And it's Maggie, a lot cooler. I feel a lot cooler now that I'm in the AC.
Yeah. Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Maggie, would you tell everybody what your first book is and your upcoming book, and then we're going to get into the subject of Alex.
Okay. My first book was a book on African grays. It's the pet manual by Barron's that you find in most of the pet stores, called mm-hmm. African Gray Parrots, the Complete Pet Owner's Manual. And Barron's approached me many years ago to write it. I guess it went out in 2001, and it includes all the mistakes that I made with my guys.
Oh.
And I made a lot, and I learned a lot. And
yeah.
I think it's a really good book. The key is it focuses on the nature of the animal
yeah.
to understand the wild nature of the bird. And if you understand that, then you can understand why they act the way they do and work with it in the home.
Well, you know, Maggie, that book for me, because I'm not, you know, experienced in African grays, although I've always been drawn to these birds, and I tell you what, your book really helped me a lot. So I would encourage people who are even considering but don't have any experience to definitely pick that up, and I would also encourage them to get some experience first.
Yeah.
So
it does help.
Yes, it really does. Well, and now about your Nature's Corner magazine.
Well, okay. Well, first of all, just very quickly, I am working on a second book.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
It's going to be called Bringing Back the Magic, and it's basically it's an inspirational memoir about how I survived the ups and downs of my roller coaster life.
Mm.
And I did it mainly with the help of my animal companions and how they've changed the way I completely see the world. And myself and nature and everything. So that's what it's about. Mm. I'm hoping it'll be out by November, December.
Great.
Oh, that's so
Can't
exciting.
Wait.
Well, you need to come share with us again so we can remind everybody so they can pick up a copy, because this
you
book
got it.
is extremely important. Mm-hmm. And because we know what's going into this. So Nana, now we're just going to entice the audience.
Hours. Lots of hours.
No doubt.
Lots of hours. Well, and I also hope that they will, they can be considering picking this up as a gift for Christmas also for that special someone. And so, and I, but this book is important not just about African greys, but for us animals in general. So I think that that's I can't
also
wait.
Also, too, there were other animals that affected me in my life. There were dogs. There were there were rabbits. Mm-hmm. So it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's more than
just
you
have
African
rabbits
gray
now,
spirit.
Don't you? You have a rabbit now.
I did have one, but he died unfortunately.
Oh,
but I'm going to have a dog one day soon.
There
so
you go.
Yeah, there you go.
Along with my guys.
Yeah.
This
and I have eight koi fish.
Ooh.
Oh, I forgot about your fish. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
fun.
Too.
Yeah,
they're wonderful. I love the koi. Yes.
Jeannie has all kinds of animals. A menagerie, just like
you,
Maggie.
Not really, but all animals are great.
Yes, they are.
They really are. Would you tell us
about
your... And
of course, we have our backyard families, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You mean like
we
the birds? The birds?
The birds and the squirrels.
Right.
And I guess mainly here, you know, I love chipmunks too, but they're not here in Phoenix.
Well, we have squirrels, and I have plenty of birds that hang out in our backyard. And you know what's interesting is they like our backyard because I have my dog who they know won't let the cats come in the yard.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Yes. So they feel very safe because they know my dog won't let the kitties come in the backyard. So the cats kind of peruse the perimeter, but they don't dare tread upon the ground of this dog territory.
That is great.
It is for the birds. It definitely is for them. Maggie, tell us about your newest issue of Nature's Corner magazine, because it even looks different than your other issues.
Well, basically, I've really been working on trying to improve it. Basically, Nature's Corner is a restage of the old Gray Play Roundtable. A long time ago, I had a magazine on African greys for about 11 years, and I couldn't seem to turn it into a business. And I couldn't get enough circulation to really make it be a business proposition. So then I did my own kind of marketing research, and then I kind of like positioned it into, okay, then let's focus on the intelligence and sentience of all animals, since that is what the key, you know, positioning or the key about African greys, besides being wonderful animals. And so I created the Nature's Corner. And then I'm a marketing consultant. I do focus groups. And so I did my own little groups, and they loved the idea of the magazine. And then we put out the magazine, and I learned that it wasn't quite right yet. So I've been doing more research on figuring out how to restage it and turn it into looking like a real magazine, because I want it to be a big, major, mass magazine to educate the world of animal people and non-animal people about animals. And basically, it will explore the whole animal, including the intelligence and sentience, as well as the physical and the behavioral potential of the animal. So that's what I want to do with it.
Well, that's probably why it was so appealing, Maggie, because it really, this issue was one of those that you wanted to read front to back.
I'm so glad. And we got the creative looks so, you know, is so good. It doesn't look like it came off of a computer. I couldn't believe it. When I did focus groups, these consumers, they knew what fonts it should have and the columns and the work. You know, it was like, oh, my God, these people know magazines. So we had to I've really worked at making it better, and it still has to be worked with to be made even better. Over time.
I just enjoyed it, though, because you really do focus on the wide variety, the three-pronged approach that we use here naturally. Are you there, Maggie?
Uh-huh, I'm here.
Okay, well, yeah, we're just hearing some weird sounds and stuff, so we might be having switchboard trouble, but the three-pronged approach here, you know, is animal talk naturally is animal health, animal nature, and the human-animal bond.
Yeah.
So with that, what you've done is you did that in your magazine, which I think is amazing. And you did it centered around this very special parrot, Alex, right?
Alex is so special. Alex, for those who are not familiar with him, which would be horrid not to, since there's been so much public relations on him, but he worked with Dr. Irene Pepperberg for about 30 years, and he's proven that he has had the intelligence level of, or could do the same cognitive tasks as many chimpanzees, dolphins, and 5-year-old children. And it's just amazing. He could name his colors and shapes and what's larger, what's smaller, what's the same, what's different. All of these incredible cognitive things that you just never really thought a bird could do, much less an animal could do. And when
I don't know. I think you probably did. You probably were one of those children, like I was, who totally knew that the animals understood what we were saying to them.
Well,
and,
I do.
That's
what my book's about. I did, of course. We talked to them. Everything was magic when we were children.
Of course.
You know?
And this is kind of what we're getting.
Everything was magic.
Yeah.
And we're getting back to as adults. That's the cool part of it all.
Mm-hmm. It
is. And Alex is a part, is one of them. The interesting thing, I think... you know, Alex was this brilliant, wonderful bird, and he was like the leader of all of the African, leader of the bird world, not just the African greys. But there is something even more significant about him in my heart, and that is a spiritual significance. I believe that there was a time or a period before time, before this time that we live in right now, where the animals and humans communicated,
mm-hmm,
and there was peace,
mm-hmm,
and there was love. You can call it the Garden of Eden. You can call it Pan, the land of Pan, which is, you know, some people kind of talk about. But when there was that love, and I think the spiritual significance of Alex is that he is a quintessential talking animal, and so he taps into that primordial memory of our collective unconscious of a time when everything was okay.
I want to tell you something, Maggie. I'll tell you what really struck me about him as I've read and learned things about him, and what, you know, different people said about him in this magazine. And these people were actually many of the people that you have in this latest issue that's in you know, the memorial for Alex are known people in the research, and I mean the people that are researching animal nature.
Right.
Animal cognitiveness out in the field. I don't mean that other kind of research, okay? But I mean the ones that are actually really studying animals and learning about us even through them, and which is was fascinating to me to read also. But as a former math tutor, I was really captivated by how Alex could actually do math.
Mm. Oh yeah, isn't that a wonderful story?
Yeah.
I'll tell the story, which is in the magazine. One day they were working. Okay, Alex liked to kind of like mess around with his little brothers. Okay,
mm-hmm.
he wanted to be one thing about greys. When there is a top bird, there is a top bird, and they don't want to share necessarily. They're like people. The other birds talk less sometimes or whatever. But anyway, so he liked to kind of like mess around with them sometimes. So. Sometimes he would say, talk clearly, or give the answer instead of Griff or Ward or something. And one day they were working with Griff, and they were teaching him, I think, two. And what they do is you do the computer click, and then bing, bing, how many? And then the bird's supposed to answer two. And so they were working with Griff, and they did the click, click, how many, Griff? And Griff doesn't answer. And so they do it again. They go, click, click, how many, Griff? And Alex says, four. And it's, oh, come on, you know, come on, Alex, hush, 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 hush. And then they do it again, click, click, Griff, how many? And Griff still doesn't answer. And all of a sudden, Alex says, six. I was, oh, my God, this bird was adding.
Adding.
He was never taught to add.
Isn't that
incredible?
That's
what I mean.
That's
like, that's amazing.
Yeah. Isn't it amazing?
It
absolutely
was totally
amazing.
Amazing. Well, would you tell us about, first of all, Maggie, we're going to go back because Alex, everybody connects his name with Dr. Irene Pepperberg.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you tell us, first of all, let's go back and make it a little personal and tell the audience about your connection to Alex and Dr. Pepperberg.
Okay. Back in 1994, I created a little newsletter called the Gray Play Roundtable,
mm-hmm.
and it was, you know, just like a basic little, our first circulation was like 300 people. And I made Merlin, obviously.
That's not
the,
bad.
No.
That's good. I made Merlin the associate editor, and she was, it was because I was learning from her. And
mm-hmm.
so she wrote a letter to Alex introducing us. And
oh,
I think
so there
we,
was a First Bird article there, huh?
It was a
it
private
was written
letter.
In First Bird.
That's right, in First Bird. And then Alex wrote back. And then Dr. Pepperberg and I met in 95 at a bird conference in Florida. And then we became very, very good friends ever since then. And, you know, we would get together and do birding or go and do nature walks and that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
a lot of
mm-hmm.
nature and outdoor type stuff.
Fun.
And and at one time I did meet Alex. Actually, Merlin and I met Alex. We went to Tucson, and Alex usually likes men, no, blonde men.
Mm-hmm.
And so he wasn't really that attracted to women, except for obviously the trainers and Dr. Pepperberg. But he went crazy over me, and Merlin didn't appreciate that.
I bet.
But
well,
they
Maggie,
became buddies over the week, so everything worked out.
How did this whole thing evolve with Alex and Dr. Pepperberg?
How did it? I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I mean, how does this?
By the way, too, I want to plug her book. She has this wonderful book coming out called Alex and Me.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be out in, I think, the end of October. Something
weird.
Oh,
okay, that's another one for the
mm-hmm.
list, I'll tell you.
It's coming out, and it's going to be wonderful, and it's going to be her whole life story with Alex.
Wow.
Let's see, how did she – was she was doing – I don't remember the exact detail. I know that she was majoring in another, I don't remember all the detail of what she was majoring in and that type of thing, but she just kind of saw, she was really touched by all of the primate research
mm-hmm.
and so decided to work with the African gray parrot. And basically she, and then the model rival method that she used for teaching Alex had already been created, but she changed it to make it do even better for, you know, for Alex. Let's see. I've got my notes here somewhere.
Well, I mean, this was really what really she did with this work, and you do allude to a lot of this in the magazine, Maggie, because of the people that wrote for this particular issue and the different commentary you got from, like I said at the beginning of the hour, the people that can, you know, contributed commentary. And
mm-hmm.
it was for those who were working with animals, and like you say, from people working with the chimpanzees to the dolphins to all of the different people who were out there working and studying animal nature, Alex opened that door wide.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of them. He was absolutely one of them, and yep. also to open it up for the birds, because, you know, everybody thought, well, you know, primates can do this, but
right.
nobody else can do it.
Right.
No, a bird? Are you kidding?
Mm-hmm.
They're bird brains. They're
well,
you know, they're automatons.
They even
sorry, babe.
Yeah, they were saying they were just mimics, and
right.
I remember
right.
the very first show we did with you, and I brought that up. And wow, I got a reaction from you and Jeannie.
That's right. Uh-uh. Well, you know, very quickly, I mean, the weekend that I learned about Alex's death, I was in tears, and Merlin was out here with me, and she was sitting on a perch, and as I've said before, she's she learned to say, I love you so much as a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I taught her. But she, in the past few years, she's changed it to say, I love you so hard.
Right.
To show
love
she loves
that.
Me deeper than before. But mm. that day, she said to me, I love you so hard, it's all that matters.
Oh,
like,
no.
Where did that bird get that?
It's amazing, isn't it, the things they come up
oh,
with.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't wait to hear my dog say that someday.
You know what? He feels it, and he knows
yep.
the word.
I know
he just
that.
Can't say it.
That's right. That's right.
That's what I believe.
I can't believe she did that. That was Sweepy who did that?
That was Merlin.
Merlin.
Oh, it was Merlin. Oh.
Yeah, that was so
Merlin,
amazing.
You're amazing.
Oh. But they all are. It's
they all are. That's right.
Every now and then I know Nick will come up with something new, and I go, where did that come from? You know,
I know it.
And he's
isn't
trying.
Amazing?
He's communicating, and I'm like, I'm just in awe.
I know, and you just get—you don't know where they learn the phrases,
right.
But they just come up somehow.
Yeah, and at the most appropriate moments.
Right, but what Dr. P did was, you know, these birds were brilliant, and we had all this anecdotal information, but by opening up the model rival method, she helped really prove this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell everybody a little bit about that? Because they
right.
May,
it's a, basically the model rival system is a two-person technique to teach Alex. There's a trainer who asks the questions, and then there's a model who answers the questions, and then the bird observes.
Okay.
And basically the model is not only just a model, but it's also a little competition.
Right.
And so there's a social interaction, and it kind of teaches, you know, and it teaches the bird, you know, how to interact and that type of thing. And it gives social interaction. It also gives reference, so you can attach a label to the object, and also function. It gives it teaches the bird the power of communication. I request this and I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was created by a Dr. Tott, and with the original MR method, it was the bird was rewarded for talking by giving the bird a treat, but didn't relate to the object.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was only one person. So basically, it was like mimicking. I mean, it was like you ask the bird a question, and it gives an answer, and then it gets a treat, but it really doesn't relate to what it was answering. It's just kind of answering.
Right.
And it would only talk to one person. But the way that Dr. Pepperberg changed it, by having the interaction with the two people, it taught Alex that he could ask the questions and he could answer the questions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it taught a whole, and it also taught him reference, because what she did was she started giving him the object that he requested as opposed to a treat. I mean, you can get a nut later, but, you know, if you say what color truck, and he answers correctly, he gets the truck to play with.
Or if he wanted a glass of water, they'd run and get him a glass of water or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Maggie, this is so amazing, you know, and it was just hearing that, for me, just solidified everything I knew as a child, but you're taught as you're growing up, well, put those childish things away because that's just all fantasy, when in reality it is not, and I really do.
That's right.
One of the things we talked about with Dr. Myrna earlier this week was the beauty in all of this that we hope everybody takes away from it is not to anthropomorphize animals to the point that we think they must, you know, must be like us. The difference is that the beauty is that in who they are.
That's
as
right.
It's the animal that they are. And,
they don't want to be like us.
No, they don't.
No, and I wouldn't either if I were them.
But they do want to communicate with us, you know? They do
exactly. They want to bridge that gap, and
right.
That's the important thing. And I think for us, the way we could take responsibility for that is to really look, to really be proactive in learning about their nature, each species that we want to engage in our lives, and learn about that nature so we can effectively communicate with them, because they sure are going way out of their way and comfort zone to communicate with us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They certainly
and
are.
They really are, and they work with us. And, you know, I mean, Alex is real indicative of that, and the stories that you share about him in the magazine really talks about that quite a bit. And, of course, the people that really loved him. I don't know if there's people in the audience right now who would like to call in and share some of their stories, but what we're going to do is we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, if you would like to do that, you can call 646-595-4693, and you can interact here with Maggie and talk about those things, because I think it's real important for people to hear. That it's our turn as human beings to step up and get busy the way the animals have been busy for millennia.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, really to bridge the gap between us and them, and not from a human perspective either. I wonder if my good friend sitting here would concur. Yeah, exactly, Maggie. That's right. Well, anyway, sit tight, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Barbara Howard of Blog Talk Radio, and I'm on a mission to find great people doing great things and tell the world. That's why I tell everyone about Dr. Kim Bloomer and her shows, Animal Talk Naturally and ATN Gone Wild. Dr. Kim, Paco really loves those training videos you send to him. He hardly has time to listen to my show. You know, the Recipe Box, on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 2:30 Eastern here on Blog Talk Radio. Paco? Hey, Paco, give me the remote. Good boy.
Thank you for calling the help desk. Before you get started, make sure that your IEEE 1394 connectors are secure in your digital I/O output slot.
Tired of all the techie talk? Well, now there's expert advice that speaks your language, discussing issues that impact your world from a smart chick with a point-blank point of view. Views from the Coop with Paige Isinger and friends.
I'm Kim Bloomer. I'm one of your hosts together with Jeannie Thomason, and today we're speaking with Maggie Wright. Before we continue and take the call, because we do have a caller on the line, we'd like to remind everybody to participate in BARC at the Capitol. That's happening on June 25th in Sacramento, California. Just go to www.barkatthecapitol.org. This is an event that will be honoring and celebrating our canine companions in the world. Also, I'd like to just invite everybody to come listen to the show that Barbara Howard at the Recipe Box, who is in our audience. I'll be doing a show with her tomorrow on summer safety tips for pets. So we hope you'll join us at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on the Recipe Box. And also a big shout out to Views from the Coop, who's also here listening, by the way, Maggie, because she also loves birds of all kinds. So we're going to take the call. Yeah, and chickens. She likes chickens. So we have caller 248, area code 248. You're on the air with Animal Talk Naturally. Go ahead and ask your question.
Hi, Maggie. This is Nikki from the Remembering Alex and Alex and Friends.
Hi.
I'm on my way to work. I don't have too long, but I got to listen. I don't really have a question, but I just wanted to call and thank you for all the work you've done with the Grays. It's made a difference for me and my Robbie.
I'm so happy. Good.
And stuff. So, like I said, I'm on my way to work, so I don't have too long, but I did get to listen to most of it, and I'm probably going to be a little few minutes late to work, but I'll just have to get over that.
I'll make the excuse for you.
Yeah.
So, but keep it up. And I tell you, African Greys, I couldn't believe it. When I first got Robbie, I always thought I wanted an umbrella cockatoo. But my best friend, who happened to be a breeder of many different kind of birds, she says, no, you're a Grey person. You're a Grey person. And that, long story short, I ended up with the Grey. My daughter ended up with the cockatoo. And yeah, I'm a Grey person.
Okay.
So anyways, Maggie, keep it up. Hopefully
Thank
we'll
you.
Be able to get together sometime.
That would be great.
So
thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate that you did that.
All right.
Really nice.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Well, that was great, and if anybody else wants to, but Maggie, you know, you've had, we forgot to give out the website for both your website and your,
and
the Nature's Corner magazine, so everybody
can
go to www.maggiewright.net, and that's MaggieWright.net, and the magazine is Nature's Corner Magazine.com.
And what about the African Grey site, too?
Right, and the African Grey site. You can reach all of them through the MaggieWright.net.
Yeah, that's
site.
Easy.
Well, we do have another caller. Let me see.
Good.
Is that area code 111, or you're on the air with Animal Talk Naturally?
No, this is an area code. This is an area code 111. This is area code 802.
How interesting.
Okay.
It showed up as 111.
That's funny. 802.
You're anonymous.
Yeah, there you go. 802 is Vermont.
Oh, right.
Hi, Dimitri.
Probably Maggie,
how are you?
Maggie knows who this is.
Dimitri.
There you go. That's right.
Oh, I remember reading about you in the magazine.
That's right. Yep.
That's right. He's the one that talked about playing green bean with God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you like to share a story about Alex with us, Dimitri?
Yeah. Okay. For a lot of people that don't really know, we didn't really cover too much in the magazine what actually the green bean game is. And
that's true.
And one of the things was it started out with Alex saying green and then Griffin saying bean, and it would go back and forth. One would go green, and then the other one would go bean, and it would go back and forth, and then it ended up as Griffin would say bean, and then Alex would say green. So it would go back and forth, and so that's where I came up with the idea that, you know, when he passed over to the Rainbow Bridge, that he would say green, and God would say bean.
Bean. Oh, now I get that. Oh,
yeah.
That
so
was
it goes
a great
green,
story.
And green, and then God would say bean. And that's
no, there was supposed to a block was supposed to be in there explaining the game, and I guess we ran out of room and forgot that it wasn't there.
And that's great!
We could hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
And that's the whole story in a nutshell.
I'm so glad you shared that, Dimitri.
Thank
you know,
you
he had
Dimitri.
This. There was something else significant about Alex, in his appearance. Didn't he have a signature red feather around up near his neck?
Yes, he does. And it's interesting because one of my African greys has a red feather that's very, very similar to Alex's red feather. And there was a picture that I posted a long time ago of my bird Zippo imitating Alex with the red feather on the side. It's called Copycat Zippo is what it is.
Should also see Zippo on my Animal Lovers site doing the bebops.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, I have to go check that out. Now, that
videos.
Would be great.
Now,
Animal Lovers, what? Animal Lovers dot Animal Lovers.
I think it was Animal United. Lovers dot, yeah, United dot
Animal Net. Lovers United.
United, that's right.
Right. So one of the interesting things that came out this morning on, I believe it was on Alex and Friends or Remembering Alex, is that Arlene Levin is one of Alex's main handlers. Mm-hmm. She's the lab manager at Brandeis where Irene Pepperberg works. So she posted a message this morning that there's going to be a story on Animal Planet about Griffin.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Oh, that's great.
Wonderful.
And that's great. That shows us that basically Griffin's coming up, taking the reins and taking over.
Isn't that wonderful?
For the absence of his friend there.
Well, Alex taught his little brother well.
Yeah. And so he's taking over where Alex has taken off, and it's really good to see that.
Awesome.
And it's almost like a healing and a kind of thing like we're moving on to another chapter.
Glad to hear that, Dimitri, because it was very hard
thing.
For the. It was hard for the whole world to lose Alex. It
mm-hmm.
really was,
absolutely.
And yet he
absolutely.
Did. He did leave. He left an amazing legacy. That what I'm feeling, and I don't know Maggie and Dimitri and Jeannie, if you're feeling how you're feeling about this, but for me, it
I'm gonna,
just shows.
I'm going to get off now so someone else can call in.
Thanks
for
calling in.
Thank you, Dimitri.
Yep. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
I'm just feeling that we're moving in a such a positive direction with this, and if we can keep sharing these sort of things, Maggie, and like what you're doing with your magazine, I think it will bring a much better awareness for the world and to focus this way instead of all the other. If we can learn about animal nature, we don't need legislation.
No, we don't. And to open our hearts and to have compassion
and
to feel what the animals are going through that are around us, including our backyards.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know,
and
our
I
own animal
that.
Companions.
Right.
And to not see them as other humans. They're not humans, and not treat them like giving them rights, as opposed to looking out for their welfare, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But they're here to teach us and to guide us and to connect us with nature. But if we get separated from them, then we can't do that.
Well, really, that's what Dr. Myrna was saying, was the reason that, I mean, it's because our emotions have taken over in the wrong direction. We're focusing them on how would I feel, how would I be, rather than
they're not human.
You know, what they're not human, and what is wrong? Why do we think we have to elevate them or lower them to that level?
Really?
You know, for them to be, to come into their own where they're at. I mean, I think my dog Tully loves being a dog, and I, you know, it's my responsibility to understand his nature in order to effectively communicate with him.
And give him a better life.
And give him a better life. And I know that this is what this work for me represents, Maggie, and it, I feel the passion in you when you talk about that. We'd like to invite the audience to also go check out the Alex Foundation by going to www.alexfoundation.org, which one of the listeners, .org, right, which one of the listeners put up here, Parrot Play. Thank you for doing that. I appreciate that so that everyone can find out more about what's going on in the work that they're doing.
That was Arlene. Thank you, Arlene.
And I just really think it's important that everybody, let's focus to that way. You know, and this is really why we brought this element into this show, was to focus on the human-animal bond and animal nature, because then all the rest of it comes into play. Then the proper way to care for them nutritionally and in their health and so forth comes naturally to us.
Naturally, that's right.
You don't go and try to make it all about something, you know, that's being dictated. And I really think part of that is learning to think and take back the power to think and make decisions for ourselves rather than allowing somebody to manipulate us through legislation and everything else. That's really apathetic and lazy. So I really think that your magazine did that for me, Maggie. It brought me
great
home.
Well, it's there. It's there to be our voice, to be speaking out for the animals, and also for the animals to have an opportunity to teach us what they're really like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's
and so what's on
the
horizon for you now, besides the book? Where is the magazine going to go next?
Well, the magazine is going to go into being more all animal. This was like a special issue that focused just on, you know, primarily on Alex.
Although you did have a dog story in there, and you did have
I had
have
a dog
some,
and a cat,
primate,
and they're kind of like examples of where it's going. It's going to have dog, cat, bird, horse type of information
wildlife.
In it.
Wildlife.
And wildlife backyard, particularly getting people reconnected with understanding. Basically to understand the nature of the animals. Why do they act like they do? You know, sometimes you look at nature shows, and it's all about the predator eating up the prey.
Right.
It's like they have games. They have relationships. They have other things going on in
they
their
have a
beautiful
whole social
little lives.
Life. They have
they
a whole
do.
Social
yes.
life. I know we have a – Maggie, we have another caller on the line, area code 717. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Kate Onovan calling. And I would love to thank Maggie for the excellent, excellent article that she did in Alex. The entire magazine was all Maggie. It was great.
Thank you.
And I did subscribe, and I did get your gray round corner back in 94 when I got my first African gray Marley.
Uh-huh.
Aw. Me too. I loved that magazine.
Oh, I loved Merlin. I loved the stories. I couldn't wait to get it.
Right.
And I didn't make the association at first with Nature's Corner and Maggie, and then, of course, it all came together eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See, Maggie,
it took a while to pull that together.
Yeah. It did
see what
for
you're
me.
Doing, Maggie? You're really bringing things together. People are going to reach out, and I've noticed that about the bird community. You guys are a tight-knit, close community. Now we need to make that for all animals that way.
And we're becoming more of that because I think the next job, you know, we've done a lot of educating and all that kind of thing. The next thing we've got to do is we've got to be more aware of the legislation, and we've got to be out there protecting our animals.
Right.
That's
the
most important thing to be concerned with over the next decade, probably.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Maggie,
besides the correct way to treat them.
Right.
Right. You
hand
don't mean protection the way that it has been wrongly misinterpreted, I think. You mean by us, you know, what we've just been talking about this whole show, us learning about their nature and us then taking the responsibility to communicate with them according
standing up to legislation that tries to take the ownership away from them.
Right.
And stuff,
absolutely.
Them,
we need to become
like
more active, much more active.
And the human-animal bond is so important, right?
Yes.
I mean, the human-animal bond, we don't want that to go away. Whoever does, I feel really sorry for them who think that animals don't want to be as much a part of our lives as we do. What a sad, sad, sad life they must lead.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Because animals totally and absolutely enrich our lives. They bring us so much joy. And yes, even heartache and pain, but that's all part of life. Because
that's part.
You know,
that's part of life, and it goes with life. And
it does.
We need to become more responsible for their natural habitats in saving them, in legislation, as Maggie said, active as groups to stick together and not let legislation decide what happens to our animals and their
That's
future.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, was that Merlin or Sweet Pea or somebody who voiced
that? Sounds like a gray.
No, I'm guilty.
Talking
that was
to?
That, yeah. No, that was my green wing McCall.
Uh-huh.
Well, whoever it was, they were voicing their strong opinion about that particular topic.
She's my 2-year-old when I'm on the telephone, and she knows
it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay,
big competition.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I just did want to thank you. The magazine was wonderful.
Thank you.
All right.
Really,
thank you.
Touches my heart. Thank
Nature's,
you.
Yes. I thank you for calling in. Everybody, please go pick up a copy of this magazine at Nature's Corners Magazine.com and learn. You know, Maggie's got a blog there, too, and she talks about all kinds of animals there. And with her new book coming out, Maggie, the title again is?
It will be called Bringing Back the Magic.
Mm. Bringing Back the Magic around November, December. And trust me, we will have that announced here on Animal Talk Naturally
you
and
bet.
Hopefully Maggie back to promote the book. We have run down to the end of the show, so we'll invite you to visit Maggie's website at www.maggiewright.net. And that's right with a W-R-I-G-H-T. Maggie, we're going to put you on the spot, as I do all our guests, and ask you, what words of wisdom would you like to impress upon the audience in closing today?
Oh, my. Love your animals.
That's a standard answer.
Love your animals. And, again, as I said, I think the most important thing is to educate yourselves and become more aware of how to protect our animals and keep them, you know, keep them in our homes, and also how to better work with them and understand their nature.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so. And all of that's really three prong. That's so three prong, Maggie. Like we keep saying, we'd encourage everybody learn the nature of the animal, and you can throw all that other fluff out the window.
Right.
Right. If you just understand where they come from, and you're going to also figure out that a lot of where they come from, they're, you know, we say human nature, it's really nature.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the
it's
same
nature.
Psychology.
Exactly.
Right. It totally
but it doesn't mean
Maggie,
that they're people.
No.
That's right.
Thank you for saying that.
Yeah, let's give them the dignity of being who they are, and I really think that's where right there is the whole mess in a nutshell, and it's the whole answer in a nutshell. So that therein is our hope. Maggie, thank you for the work that you're doing. Thank you
yes,
for being
thank you, Maggie.
Stepping out in such boldness and doing this and doing it in such a spirit of love and in such a spirit of truth. And we just
Same
we
to
applaud
you.
I could play a little applaud here, but look for Maggie to be back with us again because she's always going to be another welcome repeat guest.
Yes,
and,
she is.
In the spirit of love and truth, we hope you all have a
tail wagging, hoof stomping, wing flapping, perfectly animal talking day.
Well, that's all for this time, and thank you all for listening. You can find us at www.animaltalknaturally.com for all of our archive shows. We're also streamed weekly on allpetsradio.com and now on petliferadio.com under the name Pet Talk Naturally. Same show, different name. You can find Jeannie's website at theholedog.org, and her blog and forums are listed there. And you can find me at AspenBloomPetCare.com, and my blogs are listed there. The Animal Talk Naturally podcast is a production of Animal Talk Naturally, all rights reserved, and may not be resold without express written permission. The advice, views, and opinions expressed by our hosts, guests, and other contributors are only suggestions and not meant to replace actual medical care for yourself or your animals. Our guests' views and opinions do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Animal Talk Naturally. Thank you.